The following program is from the 1998 archives.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is the celebrated Broadway and cabaret star Barbara Cook, and she continues to delight musical audiences around the world with her brilliant performances. And the fine pianist who accompanies her is Wally Harper. Barbara, hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm just fine. I'm so happy to have you here, really.
Thank you.
I thought about it for such a long time. Glad we could finally do it.
Me too. Thanks a lot.
Wally, how are you?
I am fine. I'm very pleased to meet you and
Very pleased to meet you, and I'm going to be watching very carefully to see how you accompany Barbara, because it's one of my big things is seeing how people accompany, because I don't get to do that very often. You know, I'm in the other area. But, you know, I saw you, well, the first time I saw you, I guess years ago, maybe I won't say how many years, in a show called Plain and Fancy.
Oh, my word. One of my first ones.
It was. It was about the second or third, wasn't it?
Second, yes.
And another show that I loved that I guess you were in was The Music Man.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to be going back so far, but...
Oh, don't worry about it. It doesn't bother me.
But these are things that were big in my life, and especially that one, because actually my husband Jimmy, who was a terrific jazz cornet player, he did a recording of the music from The Music Man. The Music Man Goes Dixieland was what it was called.
I don't think I ever heard that.
Unfortunately, it's out of print, and it was so good. And he sang those two songs... A Sadder and Wiser, But Wiser Girl.
Yes.
And the other one, You Got Trouble.
That's not an easy one to do.
No, but you were Marian the Librarian.
Yes.
Because I always get called that. I never seem to get away from that show. People always say, Marian the Librarian. So, well, anyway, I'm going on long enough. I would just love to hear you sing something. And so what's this going to be, Barbara?
Well, it's a song by Rodgers and Hammerstein from the film State Fair, Might as Well Be Spring.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Okay.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud, so I know it isn't spring.
Boy, that's such a great song. And I'm wondering, Barbara, how do you pick your songs? You've got such a vast repertoire of tunes. How do you decide what you'll do in a show, for instance?
Well, it's not easy. It's more complicated than one would normally think. We can't do a song just because we like it and because it's pretty and all of that.
Why not?
Well, because I think an act has to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. It has a kind of arc to it. And sometimes we need a particular song that says or does a particular thing. Do you know? And we choose songs that way sometimes. Basically, though, I generally don't do songs that I can't, in a sense, stand behind emotionally. Do you know?
If they say something. Oh, that you really feel and that the words mean something to
yes.
you. I guess you have to love.
But the best thing is when it does occur sometimes that I hear a song and I'll just hear one line and I think, oh, I'd like to say that. Do you know? And
yeah.
I'm attracted to the song for that reason. Sometimes then I hear the rest of it, I think, well, I don't think so. But occasionally it'll happen that way, and it feels good then, you know.
Well, you perform all the time, but do you ever teach, or have you ever given master classes or done anything like
that? Not in
like
technique. I'm not interested in teaching technique, but I do master classes in presentation, and also what I try to do is help young people have the courage to be, have the courage to really find what is unique about themselves and to present that. And that does take courage.
If you can do something to make them realize their potential or to be, have confidence, I mean, you're doing a great thing.
Well, I hope you can come to one of my master classes sometime.
I'd better get on your mailing list, Barbara.
Okay.
I could probably learn a lot. Well, meanwhile, how about singing something else?
Okay. This is Duke Ellington's song, Beginning to See the Light.
Oh, lovely tune.
I never wink back at fireflies, but now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow, a candlelight on the mistletoe, but now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You stramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see. I'm beginning to see. Oh, I never cared much for moonlit skies. And I never wink back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see.
Well, that was real jazzy. And Wally, you really know how to play that kind of a song. Do you do that in the show?
You taught me everything I know.
Oh, thank you.
We do that song sometimes. We're not doing it in our current show, but we do that song now and then, you know.
Oh, that really, it really sounds great. I'm sort of intrigued by this song that we talked about before the show, Errol Flynn.
It's a song that was written by Amanda McBroom.
Yes, I know her.
Who is a marvelous performer, but boy, she's an extraordinary songwriter. She wrote the song The Rose that was the title song of Bette Midler's film, if you remember that beautiful song.
Yes.
And she wrote, who was the fellow who wrote this?
Gordon Hunt.
Gordon Hunt. She and Gordon Hunt wrote this song called Errol Flynn, which is a very personal autobiographical song for Amanda. It's about her father, who was a bit player in films in the old days. And the song was written about him. In the beginning, when I first started working on this, I was a little worried about doing it because I thought, maybe the song was so personal and so particular to Amanda that maybe nobody else could do it. But I should have trusted the song more because it has a kind of universality to it that I think speaks to all of us.
It sounds like something you're going to enjoy doing, or you do enjoy.
I do love this song very much.
Okay.
In the hall, on the wall, at a house in Reseda, is a poster held up by two nails and a pin. It's my daddy, the actor, about to die with his boots on. He's the man standing up there beside Errol Flynn. He got third or fourth billing at the end of each picture. That don't mean much, he would say with a grin. But he held my hand tight as he pointed his name out. Only four or five names down below Errol Flynn. Now fame it is fleeting, and stars they keep falling and staying right up there. That's the business of art. And luck kisses some, and she passes by others. Disappointment and bourbon are hard on the heart.
That's such an interesting song. Boy, I was wondering, how do you... I don't know, if I was a singer, I would have so much trouble remembering the words. What happens? Do you ever forget and sort of scat or something?
I certainly do forget, absolutely.
So what, do you just make up something?
Sometimes, and sometimes I just get so mixed up. I say, wait a minute, I have to do this again. So I've just taken that as, that's a given. It's going to happen every now and then. And I just, I don't know, I think if it doesn't bother you, it doesn't bother the audience.
It's funny, I think they kind of like, or they think you're human if you're going to make a mistake, because we do an occasional, this show, occasionally we do in front of a live audience, and needless to say, something is going to go wrong. In fact, we had Bobby Short a while ago, and I don't know, I did something that didn't work out, and he gave me a lecture, and the people loved it. You know, they thought that was just great. So I'm sure you have a great rapport with your Carlisle audience.
Oh, yes. Well, that's a marvelous room to work in.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Yes, indeed.
I was there for a few years myself.
I know you were, yes.
So, you know, it's a real shame. We're getting to the end of the show and not too much more time, and here I'm just... getting to know you both, and you have to leave. And how about one more song, though, Barbara?
Okay, this one is called She Loves Me.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
It's from the show She Loves Me, written by Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick, which has had a terrific revival recently here in New York, and another in London, which won a lot of the Olivier Awards there that season. And I played the leading role of Amalia in the show, and the song that I'm going to sing is one that was introduced by Daniel Massey, and he, of course, sang She Loves Me. I'm going to sing He Loves Me.
Of course. Well, off you go.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station, or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.
Never cease. I didn't like him. Didn't like him. I couldn't stand him. Couldn't stand him. I wouldn't have him. I never knew him. But now I do. And I could. And I would. And I know. And to my amazement, I love it, knowing that he loves me. makes me ha. And tomorrow, tomorrow, ah, my teeth ache from the urge to touch him. I'm speechless, for I mustn't tell him. It's wrong now, but it won't be long now before my love discovers that he and I are lovers. Imagine how surprised he's bound to be.